Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
I'm Matt Katz, in for Tanzina Vega, and you're listening to The Takeaway. Last week, the AFL-CIO, the SEIU, and an independent Mexican labor union submitted a complaint to the United States Trade Representative under the United States-Mexico and Canada Trade Agreement, called the USMCA. The complaint alleges that Mexican workers in the northern city of Matamoros are facing aggressive union busting in violation of the trade agreement. Well, the USMCA has provisions that allow countries to investigate shady activity at specific factories and take action, a significant difference from other trade agreements. And this includes activity infringing on unionization efforts. So here to help us understand what may happen is Alex Lawson, editor-at-large at Law 360. Alex, thanks for joining us.
Matt, thanks so much for having me. Good to be on the show.
Oh, it's our pleasure. So let's first start with what's happening in the city of Matamoros in Mexico. What are we seeing taking place there?
Well, there's been a union drive at a Mexican manufacturer called Tridonex. They make auto parts there, and they are actually owned by a U.S. company that's called, I believe, Cardone. And there has been for a long time allegations that there's basically a very aggressive union busting effort going on there by management and by the local government that basically amounts to hundreds of workers being fired in retaliation for trying to organize there. And most notably, there was a Mexican labor lawyer who was helping the union drive. Her name is Susana Prieto. She was actually thrown in jail over what the union says are trumped up charges for aiding the workers' union drive. So the AFL-CIO has been talking about this for well over a year, basically ever since the USMCA came into force last year, and they finally took action on it last week, making use of this new enforcement mechanism.
What did they do in terms of taking action? What does that mean?
Yeah, so as you alluded to in the intro there, the USMCA has a specific enforcement provision that is a dispute settlement provision that is only focused on labor issues. And basically, it allows any interested person, it would most often be a union, to file a petition saying, we believe that there has been a denial of collective bargaining rights or unionization rights at this specific factory in Mexico, and they can ask the government to investigate it. From there is sort of a very wonky flow chart situation about what may or may not happen. But the point is, it can result, I'm not saying that this is imminent, but it can result in specific trade sanctions against this facility, which is a big difference from the way that this type of stuff has been done in older agreements. Before, you could only kind of retaliate against Mexican exports generally, and this made the system a little bit unworkable. People were hesitant to use it. They thought it was a little too blunt. This is much more targeted. It's supposed to move along a quicker timeline, and the AFL-CIO and those other unions took the first step in that long process last week with the filing of a petition, basically alleging all of these things that I have laid out, what's going on at the Tridonex factory.
And the AFL-CIO is involved in this. Why? Is that just because they're a major labor union in the United States? Like, what is their standing to file this complaint?
Yeah. So it wasn't just them. As you said, there was AFL-CIO, SEIU, and a Mexican union. All of it sort of filed collectively. They have taken the lead on it because, they have advocated for an improvement in Mexican labor conditions for many years. And there's two reasons for that, really. One is just on a moral level. I mean, they are the world's largest union, and unions are all about solidarity. So they obviously, it's in their interest to, you know, promote union use worldwide, writ large. But the sort of longer term goal of improving labor conditions in Mexico is also, I mean, if they're being quite candid, is to not have U.S. workers at a disadvantage by, you know, having workers in a neighboring country getting paid, you know, meager wages with no union protections at all. That leads to companies sort of moving facilities there, taking jobs away from here. So it's that they come at it from both a moral and an economic place, I would say.
Alex, the AFL-CIO, the SEIU, an independent Mexican union submitted this complaint to the U.S. Trade Representative. What happens now? They file this complaint alleging unfair labor practices. Now what happens?
Well, it is sitting at there's an interagency committee that's led by USTR, the U.S. Trade Representative, and they have 30 days to investigate the complaint and see if it has merit. Now, most people that you talk to agree that they will. This is a very strong case that the AFL-CIO has brought. It's the first one that tests these new rules in USMCA. So most people believe it will pass that initial review here in the coming weeks. From there, the U.S. will then ask Mexico to conduct its own review of the allegations, and Mexico can either, it can honor that request or it can not. If it becomes adversarial, it gets kicked to a panel of arbitrators, it's a three-person panel, a basic international arbitration setup, and that could set the stage for punishment, sanctions, whether it's tariffs or some other measures against the products made by this factory. Now, I will say most people agree that the more ideal outcome is not to be so punitive with it. They hope that they can remediate this through negotiation, allow a union effort to actually take place rather than have to punish them. That's seen as sort of a last resort, but that is the status. That's sort of where the petition lies right now.
What kind of damning allegations are they making in the complaint? Do they have particular evidence of specific violations?
Haven't actually seen the complaint yet, which is certainly a point of some intrigue here. They've released just sort of what reads as basically a list of, like, a bulleted list of things that they allege are going on there. Most notably, the firing of about 600 workers in retaliation for unionizing, and as I said, throwing this lawyer who is leading the drive in jail, which is obviously pretty, if true, fairly egregious anti-union activity that passes the smell test here of a denial of labor rights. But yeah, I think it's also important to note that, I mean, in the sort of long arc of U.S. history, having labor protections in trade agreements is relatively new. It kind of came in vogue the last, like, three decades. But critics always said they never worked how they were supposed to. And this part of the reason that the USMCA passed with bipartisan support, including from the AFL-CIO, who, just as a cheat sheet here, unions never support trade agreements ever. It was a huge, huge deal that they supported this one. And the addition of this new labor mechanism that we're talking about, this new enforcement mechanism, was a huge reason for that. So there's a lot of eyeballs on this to see if the system is going to work the way its supporters said that it would.
Right, to see if it has some teeth in any way, even if it just pushes the parties to settle and to allow some degree of labor organizing in this factory.
Yeah, it's most people agree it's a very strong case. They wouldn't bring, you know, a quote unquote loser for, like, the vanguard case of this new enforcement mechanism. So we'll see how it goes. There's a lot of eyeballs on Mexico as well for them to, you know, accept this sort of call for an investigation in good faith. But a lot of intrigue around this one, to be sure.
So under the USMCA, can Mexico or Canada look into labor issues at American companies?
It's funny you should say that. There is a big movement sort of in the labor community among labor academics. It is technically possible for a complaint to be brought against a U.S. factory. But without getting too weedy, the scope of facilities that can be investigated is very small. It's subject to an enforced NLRB order. Facility that's subject to an enforced NLRB order, and that's just a long way of saying that almost never really happens. That's a very small percentage of factories that are subject to orders like that. So there has been some cries of hypocrisy by labor activists, labor academics that say, like, it's basically a lot easier to investigate labor impropriety in Mexico than it is in the United States by these other countries. But this is the only document we got on the book now. So that's sort of where a lot of the attention is, how it's going to work.
Sure, sure. Since the USMCA was signed, have there been any other cases taking place in which the U.S. government was paying attention to certain conditions with Mexican facilities?
Well, this one we're talking about now that was filed by the AFL-CIO was the first actual sort of labor, the first complaint filed using this new labor enforcement system. 2 days after they did that, the U.S. Brought its own case. This was to investigate irregularities at a union vote at actually a General Motors plant in the northern Mexican city of Silao. And that obviously raised a lot of eyebrows because this is a U.S. company and it obviously has an operation in Mexico. And they have asked Mexico to review what's going on with this union vote. But this was sort of a there was this, you know, new thing. Nothing had been filed under these rules. And then there were two complaints in the span of 3 days. So it will definitely be interesting to see how quickly the ball gets rolling down the hill here.
And how is the Mexican government reacting to this? I mean, even though this is, you know, on paper, they signed this agreement, it must feel to them a little bit like meddling.
I wouldn't go so far as to say that. I mean, like you say, I mean, these are rules that they signed up for. And
sure,
there were all signs in these early cases, though, point to them at least cooperating with the early phases. Now, we'll see if it gets more contentious later on and sets up the possibility of sanctions. But just because there's been so much such a bright spotlight on these on this pair of labor disputes, it would be pretty bad optics to have them sort of dig in their heels and say, no, we can house all the union busting that we want here. And I should note that in that second case that I just talked about at the General Motors facility, the Mexican Labor Ministry on its own, even before the U.S. filed its case, did suspend that vote. They also saw irregularities. So they are moving kind of in lockstep with the U.S. on that one already. And they're kind of, and the U.S. kind of brought the case, I think, just to keep a light on it. But so far, Mexico is generally playing ball on these.
Alex Lawson is an editor at large at Law 360. Alex, thanks a lot for explaining all of this to us. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Matt.